leaning over at third now, Alex Welly. Anthony Welly at the plate. Buddy's 2-0 pitch outside and 3-0. Chris Wessler from the Farming Flame says we need to quit talking about food. He's getting way too hungry. 3-0 the count to Anthony Welly. Pitch outside, ball four, and Welly's going to walk. So for Alex Buddy, that is his second walk today, along with giving up the 6 hits. Brovers have had a lot of base runners.
Yes, sir, yeah.
And number 9 hitter, Kurt Marthaler, steps to the plate.
Kurt Marthaler.
Kurt, a nice sacrifice bunt back in the third inning. He bats here in the fourth. Pitch to Kurt, strike called, 0-1. First and third for the Grovers. One run in here in the fourth inning. They lead 1-0.
Both teams leaving 2 base runners on in the third inning.
Marthaler again leaning over that home plate. And the pitch is high for a ball and 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. The clouds have become mostly overcast.
Beautiful day for fans, isn't it?
It is.
To sit out in the sun, you can sit any place, and it's not too cold.
Ball and a strike, and the pitch inside to Kurt Marthaler, and 2-1.
A little bit more of a breeze right now, aren't we, Randy? I'll tell you what, they got that fryer right where it shouldn't be over there, too.
2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Buddy's pitch, a little bit low. And 3-1. Got a tune-in radio listener, Matt Gumby Bauer, listening to us at El Rosa Lumber this morning, doing the Saturday morning shift. So thanks for the text message, Matt.
Does a nice job up there now.
Yes, he does. Groundskeeper for the Saints Field. 3-1 the count to Marthaler, and Marthaler loops this to right field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. It'll score Welly, and Anthony Welly pulls into second base, and the Grovers lead 2-0. Sound like he broke his bat on the pitch, but Marthaler gets the job done with an RBI single.
Texas leaguer right over Brett Rigamer's to the left of him. Scores another run for the Grovers.
Winner of this ballgame, Don, will play tonight in Farming.
They will play the winner of the New London Lake Henry game
tonight.
And the winner of this game.
We were misspoken last night. El Rosa will not play until Sunday. With their win last night, El Rosa does not play till Sunday. And also Regal will play on Sunday in a loser's bracket.
Correct.
Top of the order, Tanner Klopak at the plate. Runners at first and second. Tanner with a count of 1-0, fouls it back and out of play. And the count, 1 ball, 1 strike.
El Rosa will have the first game tomorrow at 11 a.m. They will play the winner of the St. Martin New Munich game, which will be played at 4 o'clock this afternoon, or approximate time.
One ball, one strike. Tanner Klopak. So far today, 0 for 1 with a walk. Runners at first and second. 2 outs here in the fourth. Buddy's pitch inside a ball in 2-1. We have Keith Hemish listening over in Painesville this morning. Again, Keith likes the sound of food, he says, and he wishes his nephew Kirby good luck. Pitch bouncing away from Cole Schmitz, and Anthony Welly's going to take third base on the play. Holding on at first is Marthaler. Another pitch. Alex Buddy's struggling here in the fourth inning.
Here in the fourth inning, he's control problems. I think he's trying to be a little too fine with that curveball, trying to keep it away from the hitters. And the one that they are hitting, he's hanging. Not throwing his fastball very often, is he?
No, not coming with that as much. So Cole Schmitz out to have a word with Buddy on the mound.
still think you need to establish that fastball and work the corners, and then you can use
with
your
big
arc.
I
think so.
Three balls, one strike, two outs. First and third, those base runners. Two runs in already here in the fourth for Meyer Grove. They lead 2-0. Alex Buddy's pitch bounces up to the plate, and it's another walk for Alex Buddy here in the fourth.
I think it's I don't see who's warming up out there. It looks like they're
going to get a pinch runner, too, for the DH Kurt Marthaler, number 18.
Eli Emerson is a little warming up for the
Royals as Kirby Hamish goes out to the mound. He might make a pitching change already the way it looks at the Royals.
That's Zachary Priscilla running. Number 18.
Number 18.
Yep, Zachary Priscilla.
Zach Priscilla.
Yep.
All right, so Eli Emerson comes in relief of Alex Buddy. So with the pitching change, let's take a one-minute timeout here on KASN.
If you're driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Backed by years of experience, Leo will give your vehicle that showroom finish. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Jolene Zachman, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, we have a pitching change for the Richmond Royals. Eli Emerson is now into the game for the Richmond Royals, and quite a few defensive changes here for the Royals, too.
Now going back to center field, it'll be Alex Buddy. Moving over to left field, it'll be Dusty Adams. Scott Rigamer will be moved to right field. Connor Golds will come in to play second base, and Brett Rigamer will come out right now. So Eli Emerson will be being DH'd for, I believe, by Dan Hansen. Yeah.
And at the plate, Jordan Klapak. First pitch to Jordan is a strike call to 0-1 from Emerson. Bases loaded for the Grovers here in the fourth. They've scored two already, breaking our scoreless tie. Emerson emerged last week in the playoffs for the Royals. There's a breaking ball strike and the count 0-2. Young kid, I believe he's going to be a senior at Ricori High School this fall. It's thrown onto the big stage here in Region 15's the action. Emerson's pitch outside, a ball, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The base is loaded. Emerson has the sign from Cole Schmitz, and the pitch is a little bit low, and 2-2. Balls, two strikes to Jordan Klapak. He's 0-2 so far today.
I believe he pitched that game with Richmond against Lake Henry last week.
He did,
6-3. They won by
breaking ball, fly ball, right field. Scott Rickemer coming in, and he'll make the catch for the out. And Emerson does the job, working the Royals out of that jam here in the fourth. For Meyer Grove, two runs in the inning on three hits. There were no Royal errors and three left on base. We played 3.5. It's Meyer Grove 2, Richmond nothing. More Region 15 seat baseball action in 1 minute on KASM.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Lenars a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
The State Bank of Richmond is proud to be a part of the community and continues to offer their existing and new customers specialized services such as home, business, and commercial loans. If you have a dream home in mind, an expansion of your farm, or are starting up a new business, give the loan experts a call at the State Bank of Richmond. Phone 320-597-2145. That's 320-597-2145. Or stop by and visit with them, the State Bank of Richmond. Located on Main Street, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Matt Imdick facing Scott Rugemer. And in the first pitch to Scott, strike called, 0-1. Rugemer is 0-for-1 so far today. 2-0, Meyer Grove with the lead. And Imdick's curveball, Rugemer ground ball to first. Knocked down over there by Drake Meyer. He'll beat Rugemer to the bag and the unassisted put out. We've got Greg listening over in Richmond today. Greg working on our pumpkin shed, where we'll put thousands of pumpkins and squash and gourds in about a month. And the plants loving the rain. Loving the rain. Here is a drive by Cole Schmitz to right center field. This one keeps tailing away, and it's going to drop in between the center fielder and right fielder, and Cole Schmitz will pull into second base with the stand-up double. Boy, that ball just kept drifting.
For a minute, I thought that had a chance to go out of here yet, the way he was drifting back in the right center field, right by front of the scoreboard out there.
Jim Beyer, manager of Regal, said he's listening at home this morning. Here's Dan Hansen. Dan 1-for-1 today, and he'll loop this one over by the third base dugout. He chases Klopak, and he'll run out of room, and we count 0-1 to Dan Hansen. Well, it's one strike.
Starting to get a good crowd here, aren't we, Randy?
Really are. People are starting to pile in. Game number 2 and 3 yet today in the London Spicer in Lake Henry. Hansen dribbles it to Drake Meyer over at first. He'll run it to the bag again. Another unassisted putout as Schmitz ends up on third. Two outs.
That was a good pitch by Matt Emdick on Dan Hansen there. Kept it inside and low, and he really didn't get a good swing at it, did he, on that one?
Kind of right on the fist.
Yeah.
So Connor Dole steps up to the plate. Connor gave it a ride in his first at bat to a deep left field. So Connor Dole takes a strike call, 0-1.
Good curveball by Matt Emdick. Start out Connor Dole with.
The pitch on the way.
Another one.
There's a strike called, and 0-2 to Connor Dole.
Boy, hit the knees buckling on them in the first two pitches.
Matt Imdick has set himself up good for Connor Dole here in the fourth inning. Runner at third, two outs. Now time is called. Dole's back into the box. He's way up in the batter's box, too, as Imdick delivers, and Dole loops this one to second, or right there to make the catch. So is the Grover second baseman, Tanner Klopak, and that'll do it for Richmond in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We play four. It's Meyer Grove 2, Richmond nothing. Region 15C baseball action. We're going to keep it right here, folks, and let you know some of our Region 15C sponsors. The line folks over at the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill, the Freeport, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, Central Minnesota Realty, North American State Bank of Belgrade, El Rosa, and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance, Haynesville Farmers Union Co-op, CHS of El Rosa, Haynesville Mutual Insurance, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, North American Insurance Agency, DNS Excavating, Tucci's, Fat Company Bar in St. Martin, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Rambo, bringing us region baseball today, along with Albany Mutual Telephone, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond, New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooter's Trucking, Land O'Lakes of Melrose, Kramer Lumber True Value, Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, Cutzer Excavating, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Stony Creek Dairy, a Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, State Bank of Richmond, Pets Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Rosa Green and Beef, the Greenwall Pub, and Trapper's Pub and Grove, and Farming, our Region 15C sponsors. We will also, after our game today, name our Albany A&W Player of the Game. That player receives a $10 certificate from Richmond and Albany A&W. They can redeem it at one of those locations. $10 certificate and a hat from the Chasm Farm Department at Joe Gill. To the top of the fifth inning. And Eli Emerson, now on for the Royals, will face Colton Meyer, Andrew Welly, and Drake Meyer. Colton Meyer takes outside for ball 1-0.
So if you're wondering where the state tournament's going to be this year, folks, it's going to be at Hamburg in Green Isle. With, I think the third site is going to be Norwood.
It is. 2-0, the count to beautiful ballparks. Colton Meyer
there.
Emerson, the right-hander, delivers, and there's a strike called, and 2-1.
That was hard, doesn't he, Randy?
He does.
Nice.
Yeah. Two balls, one strike. Emerson has the sign. And here's a shot by Colton Meyer into left field, a base hit. Colton Meyer with two hits on the day. And the Grovers continue their torrid hitting here this morning. Eight hits.
Have they had an extra base hit yet?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
All singles.
So he might be advancing them.
Here's Andrew Welly. Shows bunt, pulls back, and a ball inside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Colton Meyer takes his lead at first. Well, he puts a good bunt down the first baseline. Tough play for Cole Schmitz. He'll throw, and they get Andrew Welly by maybe a step.
What a nice bunt again, wasn't it, Randy? Brought Cole Schmitz out. He had a heck of a time getting that ball up quick enough and then getting out of the baseline for Welly running down the line quickly.
So one out. They're going to intentionally walk Drake Meyer. Drake is already 2-for-2 today. So new amateur rule this year, Don, that they can just go to first base without having to throw four pitches.
You like that rule?
I see it in high school. So
I don't think it's a bad rule. It supposedly speeds up the game a little bit.
Well, Major League Baseball has even talked about doing that. But that got rejected this past year. They want to speed up the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball does?
Really?
Yep. I guess I haven't seen that in a game yet.
No. Yes, it is. Yes, it's actually our rules, I think, are applied pretty much by
the Major League
Baseball.
Okay. Yes. All right. At the plate, Alex Wolf, 1-for-2 so far today. Alex, a hit and a run scored in his last at bat, dribbles it foul, and the count now 0-2 to Alex Welly.
That's probably one of the harder things to do is intentionally walk a batter. You got a moving target with your catcher. Now, Johnny Leeser would probably agree with me on this here because you got to stay in that box until the pitcher's in his windup coming with it, then you step out. So you're actually kind of trying to hit a moving target.
0-2 the count to Welly. Emerson looks back to second, and the curveball grounded to short. Here's Bacchus to second for one. The relay to first, not in time. So they get the runner at second base. Adam Bach has had a field that one in the hole between the short and third. And I see Adam after that play, you know, that was his first test after he hurt his knee a little bit. He's kind of flexing that knee just a little bit after he goes back to his position at short.
Yeah, his plant knee, it's telling us a little tender.
Safe on the fielder's choice is Alex Welly. On to third goes Colton Meyer.
They were close to turning now, weren't they?
They were very close. Here's Jaron Klopach, the ground ball to Doles at second. He'll flip to first. 4-3 on the put out, and that'll do it for the Grovers in the fifth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. After 4.5 innings, it's Meyer Grove 2 and Richmond nothing. More Region 15 C baseball action in a minute on KAFM.
If you find yourself cruising the streets of St. Martin, why not take a break and stop for a cold one at Ducci's Bad Company Bar, right on the main drag in downtown St. Martin. Ducci's has Buck 50 happy hour every Friday night from 5 till 7. And while enjoying that beverage, top it off with a Harry's or Giovanni's pizza. Every day is a good day at Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Matt Ibdick taking some warm-up tosses as we've got the infield crew. They're going out doing a little pivot work in the infield. We'll be ready to go here shortly. It'll be Corey Niewen before the Royals. Kyle Buddy and Alex Buddy. 2-0, Meyer Grove leading. Thank you for joining us here on KASM. Hey, why don't we do this? Let's take a station ID at 5 minutes after 12.
Your dependable neighbor, coming to you from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council Studio. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are AM 1150 KASM Albany. FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
All right. At the plate, Corey Niewen for the Royals. He's down in the count 0-2 as Matt Imdick delivers. Ball in the dirt and the count 1-2. Yeah, the wind picking up a little bit out of the east southeast, and those Friars were getting that smoke here just like a burnout at Albany Chrysler last night. Yeah. Even they'll pop this one up in the infield. Imdick pointing towards his infielders, and Klopak over at third makes the catch for the out. So one out here in the fifth for Richmond, and Kyle Buddy comes to the plate. Kyle walked in his first at bat. Matt Imdick's keeping Richmond hitters pretty much in check, for except for when Cole Schmidt hit deep to right center field. There hasn't been a ball really hit real hard yet off of Matt. Only have three hits so far, Richmond. Pitch to Kyle Buddy, high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count as Imdick delivers. There's a strike called and one ball, one strike. One, that's a little bit low, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Pitch outside to Kyle, and 3-1. There's just some batters as a pitcher you have a tough time pitching to.
That's something.
It is something, yeah. But he'll take a strike called, and
the bottom of the order.
Yeah,
a lot of times.
Three balls, two strikes. Matt Imdick has the sign from his catcher, Alex Welling. And Buddy drills this to third and off the glove of the third baseman, Klopak. Boy, nice try by Jordan Klopak as he dove. And it'll be an infield hit for Kyle Buddy.
Beautiful play by the third baseman. Knocked it down. He kind of scooted away from him. He didn't have a chance to pick it up in time. And Buddy, pretty quick on his feet, got down to first baseline very quick.
So one out and one on for Richmond as the pitch, a ground ball to third, up with it over to first base, or actually to second base for one, and the relay to first not in time. And so So now Alex Buddy, the base runner. Boy, one pitch. And nice play again by Klopak over at third.
He can run, can he, Alex?
He can scoot. Fielder's choice by Buddy. And Adam Butkus. Adam 0 for 1 today. Throw to first, and Alex Buddy back safely. Our second game today, New London Spicer and Lake Henry. That'll come up around 1:30 this afternoon. Another quick throw, and Buddy was leaning that time and just gets back.
That was close.
The oohs and ahs of the crowd here. At him, Dick. Taking his time and delivers to Adam Butkus outside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Meyer holds Buddy. He goes on the pitch. Here's the throw. It's going to be off the mark, and Alex Buddy with a stolen base.
Catcher couldn't quite get a hang of that one, but Alex had a very good jump over there at first base. I think he had that base stolen before the catcher was going to get him.
So, Alex Welly, the catcher, throws it off to the shortstop side of the bag, and now Alex Buddy in scoring position as Butkus will take a strike called, and it's now 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Here's a ground ball past the third baseman, deep short. Up with it is Klopak, and throws on to first. And not in time. It'll be an infield single for Adam Butkus, and Alex Welly goes to third. Boy, that was deep in the hole. And, you know, Adam Butkus, he did feed it out, but not running at full speed.
Not quite yet. Drake Meyer made a stretch over there at first base, made a bid to try to get him.
So now the Royals with runners at first and third, and here's Dusty Adams. Dusty bounced into a double play in his last at bat. Base is loaded, and now an opportunity again to drive in some runs. He takes a strike called, 0-1.
Richmond's hotter hitters right now is Dusty Adams.
He is. Dusty 0 for 2 today. And him, Dick Reddy, going on the plays. Butkus, and Adams drives it to right field. Back is Meyer, and he'll make the catch about 10 feet in front of the tarp out in right field, and that'll do it for the Royals in the fifth. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. We play five, Meyer Grove 2 and Richmond nothing. It's Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We are back in a minute.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency are proud to provide their customers with good old-fashioned service. If you're looking for answers to financial questions, stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For your insurance needs, stop in and see Sue Meyer of St. Martin Insurance Agency. Sue will be happy to review your present policies to make sure you're fully covered. Stop by and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products, and you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Well, Don Heine, we got five innings in. It's been a good ball game so far here at New Munich this morning. 2-0 Meyer Grove.
A lot of base runners so far today, Randy. There's been Richmond's left six people on base, and Meyer Grove aced so far. So we're getting base runners, and Meyer Grove just keeps continuously getting base hits here and playing some good baseball.
Anthony Welly will lead it off for Meyer Grove, facing Eli Emerson, and he tries to bunt and bunts it foul, 0-1. Anthony Welly, 1 for 1 today with a walk.
Mayor Grove was in the regionals last year too, and they got defeated by Regal in their first game 5-2, and by St. Martin 7-5 in their second game. So that eliminated Mayor Grove from a chance to go to the state.
Foul back to the netting here at Numinic, and the count at 0-2.
Atwater was an entrant last year in our Region 15-seed tournament in Painesville, which we had 9 teams in that regional.
Fly ball into the right field corner. Scott Rugemer giving chase and a basket catch.
Oh, nice catch.
By Rugemer in that right field corner in foul territory.
What a nice catch.
He ran under that like a wide receiver and just a little basket catch at the very end. A good concentration by Scott Rugemer.
Looks like he played some football, didn't it?
It did. Here's designated hitter Kurt Marthaler. Like we've got UB. I don't know who UB is, but listening in Richmond today, doing some painting while she's got the region game on.
UB.
Maybe it's that spell check that does it. And Marthaler's going to get plunked in the back here on a pitch from Eli Emerson, and he'll go to first base.
Well, take a guess. Not going to do that yet. I don't know if I would either.
All right. Top of the order, Tanner Klopach steps to the plate. Tanner is 0-for-1 today, but he's walked twice. Richmond pitchers have walked 4 and hit 1.
Fourth plate appearance already for Tanner Klopach. They're getting their at-bats.
They are. Marthaler takes the lead at first, and that one's up by the head of Tanner Klopach, and the count at 2-0. Some score updates over in Region 11C. Granite Falls and the Cold Spring Rockies are tied 2-2 in the fourth inning, top of the fourth. Region 8C, Sobieski leading St. Stephen in the bottom of the sixth, 1-0. There's a pop-up over by first base. Ewan in foul territory calls it up, makes the catch for out number 2. In Region 1C, Sartell Muskies leading North Branch in the top of the 6th, 4-1. And in Region 2B, it's Boudreaux right now over Marshall, 6-1 in the top of the 4th. And that compliments Kenny Daly, giving us some score updates here on KESN. Jordan Klopach to the plate. Jordan is 0-for-3 at number 2 spot today as Marthaler takes his lead at first. And here's a foul ball back to the net and the count 0-1. Colton Meyer waits to hit on deck.
I'm trying to peek through here a little bit at New Munich. Beautiful day.
Pitch from Eli Emerson, a breaking ball, and a swing and a miss by Jordan Klopach. Strike 2, 0-2. Cold Spring Rockies and Granite Falls now tied 4-4 after 5 innings. 4-4 after 5 innings. The Rockies and Granite Falls in the loser's bracket game down in Granite Falls. Here's a foul ball by Jordan Klopach, just protecting the plate. That one was down by his ankles.
Yeah,
it was like a... like a 9-iron just about.
You hit that well? 9-iron?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, I like my 9-iron.
I hit a lot when I play.
It's missing me because I haven't used it this year, though. A check swing, and no, says the base umpire. A check swing by Jordan Klopach. And the count at 1-2.
No way. I don't believe you can appeal that, Randy, to a ump that's standing behind the pitcher's mound, can you?
No. 1-2 the count. It's a little bit low from Emerson. Nice block by Cole Schmitz. There's 2 outs for Meyer Grove here in the 6th inning. The Grovers leading Richmond 2-0. We'll have 3 more ball games for you today. Game number 2, it's New London Spicer in Lake Henry. A little over an hour away. Swing and a miss. Klopach out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Grovers in the 6th. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left on, 5.5 innings. Meyer Grove 2, Richmond nothing. Region 15C baseball action. We're back in 1 minute.
Unparalleled quality, 10% better performance. Introducing all-new Heston Crop Packaging from AgCo Parts. Featuring PolyTwine, NetWrap, Sisal Twine, and Silage Film. These products have been crafted with the same Heston quality you've relied on for years. And Heston Knot Strength is proven to perform 10% better than competing brands. Check out a full selection of new Heston Crop Packaging solutions. Visit Lake Henry Implement in Lake Henry today. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese in our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, back to New Munich we go. Munich, the major host of this year's Region 15C tournament action, and the Silver Streaks and their committee have done a wonderful job getting ready for this regional tournament. The Richmond Royals enter the bottom of the sixth inning, down 2-0. It'll be Scott Ritter, Cole Schmitz, Dan Hansen facing Matt Indyk, who has just pitched so well so far. It starts Ritter out with a big curveball, strike one to Scott. Scott so far today, 0-2.
Pretty much scattered to hits for the Royals so far. Meyer Groh has been bunching their hits up a little bit here, a couple at a time, and playing a little small ball. Got some runs, two runs in so far.
Pitch outside to Scott Ritter, and the count 1-1. Indyk's pitch, and Ritter loops this one to center field, back on the grass. Second baseman, Tanner Klopach, can make the catch for the out. And catcher Cole Schmitz steps to the plate. Cole 1-2 so far today. He's got the game's only extra base hit, a double back in the fourth inning. Pitch to Cole, high and tight, and the count 1-0. 1-0, no strikes. Indyk ready. And Schmitz, a ground ball to third. Nice play over there by Jordan Klopach. He'll spin and throw, and the tag put on by Drake Meyer over at first as the throw pulled Meyer off the bag, and nice play all around for this young Meyer Grove squad.
You see how nice Drake Meyer set himself up for that throw.
He came off the bag already,
That is some smart first base playing over there. He set himself up right on the line to make that sweep tag, and he put it on it perfectly.
5-3 on the putout. Designated hitter Dan Hansen comes to the plate. The Royals' only left-handed hitter, and now Kirby Hemish pops out of his coaching box. And I don't know what Kirby's going to do, but he's going to go have a word with the umpire over at first base. So Kirby, I don't know if he's saying that maybe the first baseman was interfering with his runner in the baseline or not. Kirby wants an explanation. And Kirby back to the third base coach box now.
Wasn't too much discussion, but I think he just wanted to clarify something.
Exactly. Here's Dan Hansen. The first pitch to Hansen is low for a ball, 1-0. 1-0, no strikes. And there's a strike called, 1-1. 1-1, one strike to Hansen, two outs, nobody on for the Royals here in the sixth. Curveball, Hansen drills it to left field, or to right field. Colton Meyer retreating as he backpedals again about that 10 feet in front of the right field wall, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Richmond in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Six in the books. So Meyer drove two and Richmond nothing. It's Region 15C baseball action live from New Munich. We're back in a minute.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for an RV, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Who's got time for downtime in farming? That's why you should never risk putting cheap hydraulic fluids in your equipment. Today's sophisticated hydraulics need the advanced protection of Senex QuickLift HTV. It's the best way to protect transmission and hydraulic systems under heavy demands with double the gear load carrying capacity of ordinary hydraulic fluids.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. With Senex QuickLift HTV, you'll have the confidence when it counts. CHS Prairie Lakes, Agronomy, Energy, and Grain Market.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Back at New Munich, Eli Emerson begins his third full inning of work in relief of Alex Buddy. And facing Colton Meyer for the Grovers. Colton takes outside for ball 1-0. Colton 2 for 3 today. 2 for 3. Base hits in the first and fifth innings. As Emerson kicks in, delivers, and Meyer takes a ball a little bit high in the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Emerson working from the stretch and delivers low for a ball and 3-0. Meyer Grove been playing some good baseball. They threw the playoffs. They lost to El Rosa 5-4 in that first game, and they defeated Spring Hill 7-4. So they worked themselves into this regional tournament. And the pitch high to Colton Meyer, ball 4. Colton Meyer continues his job of getting on the base path. On three times already today. And it'll bring walks already today for quite a few.
Meyer Grove's got walked quite often today.
And at the plate, Andrew Welly. Five walks and one hit batter. First pitch to Andrew Welly, a strike, and 0-1. Colton Meyer will take his lead at first. Now Eli Emerson stepping off the rubber. Meyer Grove's got some activity in there. Bullpen down the right field line.
Can't pick up the number.
Emerson's pitch, looking to bunt, is Welly, and he'll bunt it foul at the plate. And the count now 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Andrew Welly is the cleanup hitter for the Grovers. You look at Andrew Welly, Don, in comparison to some of the other Grovers. I mean, he's a little guy.
Yeah, he's not very big in stature.
Batting cleanup. Pitches high to Andrew and the count 1-2. On deck, it's Drake Meyer.
Well, that pitch looked high to him, but I get Drake Meyer. That would have probably been right at the letters.
You're right. Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Colton Meyer takes his lead. Curveball popped up in foul territory. This is going to go back and into the sports deck right next to us here on the third base side of the field.